Good evening. I'm Danny Goss. I'm currently the city councilman for Ward 4. For the last 14 years, I've worked diligently to try to continue the way of life that all of our citizens in Brenham deserve. For the last 14 years, I voted on 14 budgets. All but one budget, I disapproved any tax increase. The only budget I did approve was because two fire trucks needed to be purchased immediately for the Brenham Fire Department. So that was my only time that I voted for a budget increase. There are other budgets that I did disapprove of because they did not support some of the ideas that I thought needed to be supported. The monies that we've had to acquire for different projects were only used for maintenance reasons, for our streets, for some of course, that's already been touched on already, the FEMA projects that we are currently having to take care of ourselves because of FEMA, the federal government, not stepping up and helping us in what was already approved in the very beginning. So, but of course, there's other disasters that occurred, such as Harvey, the hurricanes down in Florida last year. And, you know, even though that Texas was declared a disaster area, us being one of the first, the payments have not come through. So the only way to take care of it was to go out and acquire monies to pay for it, which will be paid back, but it's paid back within our budget parameters. We are not asking the taxpayers to burden that problem at all, other than just our regular property tax. We have been working extensively on trying to bring in additional business, not only commercial, but retail. And I can safely say, standing here tonight, that we have entered into a contract with a developer that is going to bring a significant amount of business to Brenham in the retail business. Over the years, we've allowed another entity to oversee it for us, and it got to the point where it kind of got stagnant and wasn't being taken care of properly. So the time came that we move forward, take back control of our economic development, which we have. And I can safely say, standing here tonight, that we have entered into a contract with a developer that is going to bring a significant amount of business to Brenham in the retail business. It will not only create jobs, but it will help offset our tax base and our retail tax portion of our taxes. Over the years, we've had issues in trying to take care of some of our services. Those services, of course, are our park system, as well as our library, the animal shelter, and our fire services. We worked with the county extensively for years trying to get compensation or help in providing these services. For the most part, we were denied. And it came to a point where the council, trying to take care of our citizens and the cost of these services, had reached a point where if we did not enter into an agreement of any sort with the county on it, We were going to sever our relationships totally. And it came to the point where the council was ready to pull the trigger. Myself and another councilman, which she is not with us today, which was Mary Barnes Tilly, we sat down and worked out an agreement with two other representatives from the county, which addressed the communication center. They would take control of communications, which was already in control of the city. And the trade-off would be that we would provide all park service, all library service, all dog animal control service, and fire service outside the city limits of Brenham. And that agreement was drawn up. It was agreed on by both the city council and the commissioner's court. And that's where we stand today. Of course, you know, the debt that was incurred, we had to bring some of these facilities up to date, which was the library and the animal shelter. It acquired some debt in order to make that happen as soon as possible. It is being paid back. It's being paid back with our regular budget, and it's being paid back over time. Our debt is no different than any debt that business or resident take on. You take on debt because you need something. Most of the time you need it immediately. And that's the only reason why the city has taken on any debt over the years. Our debt strictly is on maintenance, and it also covers, you know, some issues with utility services, and of course with FEMA. I may have brought these two back up several times, but that's what it is today. I want to continue being your representative, not only for Ward, or mainly for Ward 4, but there again, I do represent the whole city of Brenham. And we try to provide the best service for the least amount of cost. Thank you.